What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. And guys, I decided to come back on here just because I got another list for you guys that I want to share. So today's list, it's going to be including, my list for today is going to be including two guys who know each other very well. They both play in the NFC East. Both of these guys will be playing in Sunday Night Football for Week 1. Daniel Jones and Dak Prescott. Obviously, both of these guys are going into the season with a lot of pressure on both of their plates. You know, both teams they're going to be coming in ready to go for the 2023 season. Obviously, both of these guys, both quarterbacks were in the playoffs last season. The Cowboys, they've been on a little streak for a while now. They've beaten my New York Giants 10 straight times. The last time we got a win over the Cowboys, it was back in 2020. But Dak Prescott wasn't playing. You know, I mean, the last time we beat Dak, I think it was in Dak's rookie year. We beat him twice. You know, our first matchup when we faced Dak, we beat the Cowboys 20-14. In the second matchup, we beat the Cowboys again 10-7. Obviously, both of these guys have a lot of pressure on their plates going into the season, especially Dak Prescott. There's been a lot of talk about the Cowboys going into the season. It's going to be very interesting to see how both of these guys play this season. Now, Dak, he's going to be playing. I think it's very safe to say that this is probably one of the best offenses that Dak has ever been involved with, you know. But same thing for Daniel Jones. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. There's some history between the Cowboys and the Giants. But I'm going to give you guys my three reasons why I believe that Daniel Jones will outperform Dak Prescott in 2023. And look at, I love Dak Prescott. Even though he plays for the Cowboys, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks. You know, I didn't like it when he went to the Cowboys, you know, because he is a talented quarterback. You know, I believe, you know, and there's been talks about Dak, and a lot of people lately, they've been trashing him because a lot of people think that he's the reason that the Cowboys never got a chance to win against the 49ers. Well, I mean, you can't always put the blame on the quarterback, you know. First of all, the Cowboys offensive line, it's not that good. That's number one. You know, the Cowboys have some young players on that offensive line. That's number one. And number two, no one was showing up for Dak on the wide receiver spot. Like CeeDee Lamb, where is CeeDee Lamb? You know? CeeDee Lamb was nowhere to be found. You know, when Dak was a rookie, you know, I feel like comparing Dak when he was a rookie to now, the one little difference from Dak when he was a rookie to now is that Dak always used his legs. I don't know why he doesn't use his legs anymore. Maybe it's an injury problem. I don't know. But for some reason, Dak does not like using his legs in the pocket. And I feel like that. I feel like you gotta use your legs now in today's game. You know what I mean? You look at every quarterback, even Daniel Jones. Every quarterback is mobile. You know, and you have to be because defenses now they're quicker, they're faster, they're stronger, they're much more, they're very athletic. If you want to be successful, you need to have a quarterback that features mobility, you know, and can get away from the pressure. You know, obviously last season, the Cowboys they've been facing a bad Giants team. You know, they were facing a Giants team that had no identity. They were facing a Giants team that barely had talent, but it's a different year now. The Giants, that was in the past. We're in the present now, and I believe that this New York Giants team is going to be coming for vengeance. You know, this is a Giants team that's very well coached. And there's a lot more talent on this Giants team, you know. So we're gonna have to see what happens. But I'm just gonna give you guys my three plain opinions on why I think Daniel Jones will outperform Dak Prescott. Look at ever since his arrival in the NFL for the Giants, Daniel Jones has had to hear the critics be all over him for what he can't do well. Last year, a major talking point were his struggles in primetime games. Daniel Jones was able to silence people thanks to the thrilling win over the Commanders on Sunday Night Football in Week 15. Another knock on Danny Dimes, not being able to take down Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Daniel Jones has just one win against the Cowboys, but since debuting in 2019, you know, Daniel Jones, he has yet to defeat Dak Prescott when he's starting for the Cowboys. You know, and, you know, there's some wonder if that will ever change for Daniel Jones as the Giants starter against Prescott. But with the 2023 season, the expectations for Daniel Jones have changed. With the new $160 million contract signed back in March, the Giants have given everyone the clear message that this guy is their guy moving forward, and he will exceed the expectations that the naysayers once had on him. As for Dak, you know, he continues to fail to live up to the hype, which could be the case again in 2023, you know? So that being said, here's why I think Daniel Jones will have a better campaign than Dak, than the Cowboys leader this season. Number one, I'm going back to being mobile. Daniel Jones, he's a better rusher than Dak Prescott. You know, it's very obvious. Daniel Jones, when Daniel Jones is running the football, I don't think people really understand or get how talented Daniel Jones is when he's running football. You know, Daniel Jones, he's a better rusher. It's very obvious, you know. Look at the first positive that Daniel Jones already has over Dak is his ability to run with his legs. The 2022 season was a clear indication of how well of a rusher this guy is. In 2022, he had 120 carries for 708 yards and seven rushing touchdowns, which was a career high for Daniel Jones. Before 2022, Daniel Jones' best rushing season was 65 carries for 423 yards and a touchdown. You know? Look at Dak, while being a mobile quarterback, he hasn't been nearly an effective rusher in most recent years of his career. Dak had 45 carries for only 182 yards and a touchdown in 2022. Granted, he also had Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott to do most of the heavy lifting with the running game. Yet, Daniel Jones had an even better running back in Saquon Barkley to give the ball to. And yet, Daniel Jones still had one of his best seasons on the ground with the rushing yards and touchdowns. Look at, even if and when Saquon does return to the Giants in 2023, Daniel Jones has still been trusted by Brian Daboll to take off and go when needed. You know, it seems like Dak's best rushing seasons were early on in his career, you know, with the fresher legs and better mobility as he doesn't rush for as many yards as he once did. Maybe it's age, and again, maybe it's due to the running game. And with Zeke now off the Cowboys, Dak could be counted on to help with Tony Pollard. But that's a big if. In the end, and with the ground game, I expect Daniel Jones to continue to shine and outperform Dak Prescott, you know, in the whoever's running with the football. Number two, I expect Daniel Jones to continue to cut down on the turnovers. You know, obviously this is one of Daniel Jones' early struggles, where his constant turnovers, both with interceptions and fumbling, as both issues made even the supporters of Daniel Jones wonder if he would be the long-term guy for the Giants. In 2022, Daniel Jones did a tremendous job working on both, as he had just six fumbles with four lost and five interceptions. A year earlier, Daniel Jones had seven interceptions and seven fumbles with two lost. Some thought Daniel Jones would be plagued with the issue when he got strip sacked in week one against the Tennessee Titans, but ultimately, it wasn't an issue that lingered on. You know? On the flip side, we go to Dak Prescott. Dak had a league-leading 15 interceptions with four fumbles. Three of them he lost. The year before, Dak Prescott had 10 interceptions and 14 fumbles with seven lost. Daniel Jones is trending in the right direction as far as keeping the football and not giving it away, as it was a major problem in his first few years in the league. You know, Daniel Jones' rookie year alone saw him fumble the ball 19 times and losing 16 of them with 12 interceptions. You can credit Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka coaching with Daniel Jones, or perhaps it was them telling Daniel Jones to get out of the pocket and take off with the ball as opposed to standing there long enough to get hit and fumble. I don't know what they did, but whatever they did with Daniel Jones, it worked. And the turnovers were dramatically cut down and turned into rushing yards. Given the old saying, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You know, this has worked well for Daniel Jones, and it should continue, as he should turn the ball over less and get more yards with his legs. And last but not least, guys, the Giants offense will take the next step in 2023. You know, look at, I'm not going to take anything away from this Cowboys offense, even though I would like to, but I'm not. You know, I'm just not. We all know how good the Cowboys offense has been able to produce and perform with Dak Prescott as the quarterback. But as good as they've been, the 2023 season will finally be the season where Daniel Jones will leapfrog Dak Prescott as far as overall quarterback play goes. You know, look at the Giants have firmly backed Daniel Jones as the guy to lead the offense. With Dave Ball's coaching, Joe Shane has also given Daniel Jones some nice weapons to work with in 2023. Aside from working to bring Jones' longtime favorite weapon and Saquon Barkley back, who will alone give the Giants a dual threat in both the run and pass game. In both the running game and the passing game. The Giants made the trade with the Raiders to land tight end Darren Waller, who will create massive mismatches with not only his size, but his speed too. The drafting of Jalin Hyatt will give Daniel Jones that bona fide number one threat he's been looking for since arriving in 2019 and potentially that first 1,000-yard receiver since Odell Beckham Jr. left town after 2018. Daniel Jones, you know, what was the one thing Daniel Jones has been questioned? He's been questioned for being a dump-off type quarterback. Both the addition of Jalin Hyatt, Daniel Jones can throw the ball deep to the youngster and let him go and get it. You know, look at the current offense for the Giants, as it could very well be the best one that Daniel Jones has had to work with, especially if all of the options are healthy. Sterling Shepard looks healthy from his ACL tear from a year ago, and if he's healthy, he's always been a reliable option to make tough catches. Mondo Robinson was starting to find his groove before he was lost for the 2022 season as well. Paris Campbell is looking to show he can be impactful after a career mired with injuries with the Indianapolis Colts. You know, a year ago, Daniel Jones played the majority of the season without Sterling Shepard and Mondo Robinson due to injuries. He also did not hear. He didn't have Kadarius Toney, who ended up being traded to the Chiefs after falling out with the team and his inability to stay on the field. And he didn't have Kenny Golladay, who was healthy but was the shell of his once former self and was getting paid $75 million to pretend to be a number one wide receiver. Instead, the Giants offense with Daniel Jones this offense isn't trying to duct tape that, you know, the Giants offense, they're not trying to duct tape the offense to make it work because the top options to throw to aren't available. This offense that the Giants have loaded up on options and weapons for Daniel Jones, with it being his offense to lead, this guy can take that next step and lead the Giants with numbers that his critics and naysayers have been accepting since being drafted. If you're going to ask me, should Dak still be productive to help the Cowboys in 2023? Probably. He still has CeeDee Lamb, who's no scrub, and now he has Brandon Cooks to throw the ball to as well. But Dak only threw for 23 touchdowns in 2022. So if that is a trend of him going in the wrong direction, with the age and turnovers catching up to him, then Daniel Jones should surpass him as far as the offensive production goes in 2023, given what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have constructed around him. That's all I'm going to say. And yeah, guys. Those are my three reasons that Daniel Jones will outperform Dak Prescott in 2023. And look, there's no disrespect on Dak. I like Dak, but Dak, he hasn't been the same ever since his rookie year, you know. So it's gonna be interesting. I think everyone could say that this could potentially be the last time we see Dak in a Cowboys uniform, which that would be amazing for every Giants fan to see. You know, so we'll have to see what happens. But yeah, guys, that's my list for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well, so stay tuned for that. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.